This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
This is the Pageant Cast, episode
number 18.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Jennifer White, National Director of the Beauties of America Pageant, and you're listening to Pageant Cast on podcast.
Hey, great. Thanks so much for the great introduction. I love those introductions. Okay. Let's get things started. First, got a bunch of things to tell you about our new pageantcast.com. We've upgraded almost everything. A lot of you might have noticed that we have added all of our old shows are back up. We fixed them up. We cleaned them up. We did a lot of things. Now, if you go to pageantcast.com, we have it set up that if you have Flash installed in your Windows Explorer, Mozilla, Firefox, whatever browser you're using, it'll instantly play the last podcast for you right there. No more waiting and wondering if you'll get to get it or trying to figure out how to download it. It comes up instantaneously for you. Also, of course, we still have it available that if you want to subscribe to it, you can get that very easily right on PageantCast immediately. Okay, now, let's go a little bit further yet. If you keep looking at PageantCast.com, one thing you'll see is we have our pageantry links. Those are still out there. We've moved the photo gallery up so it's easier for you to find. So go ahead and click on some of those pictures and you will go directly into our Flickr account with lots of photos. Also, we have the brand new Pageant Cast poll. Let's see. What do you think about podcasting? This is a fad. Pod wedding. This is the next big thing. Oh, this is the next big thing. Hit there and hit the vote. Let's see. Where is it right now? We got about 19, and this is the next big thing, and two each for the other two. And, of course, once I know all the software is working, we're going to put some actual pageant-related polls out there. It should be a lot of fun. We still have that little bird that says, send me a voice message. If you have a microphone hooked up to your computer, this is the easiest way to send feedback to us. Just talk right into the microphone, and we could put your feedback right on the air. Wouldn't that be exciting? At least I hope it is. Now, if you keep going down on pageantcast.com, that's where you really see we've done a lot of work. First of all, we put all the little buttons for getting you added to your Google aggregator, NewsGator, Yahoo, just getting the XML feed, all that good stuff is down there. We have the promos for PageantCast available down there. You're subscribing either with Juice or through iTunes. We have those buttons down there. And the thing I always love to take a look at is our Frapper map. And you'll see a little map down there. And there's all these little stick pins. If you click on a stick pin, you'll see who corresponds to that stick pin on our program. And if you're a listener, if you've been a guest on the show, whatever, go ahead and stick your stick pin into the Frapper map and let everybody see where you're listening from and have a lot of fun. We're getting a lot of new listeners. It's really entertaining for me. I love it. You'll also see, by the way, a lot of pictures put out there. Somebody that we just interviewed, Miss Teen Michigan, Galaxy Haley, put her photo up there. That's really cool. I'm so excited. It's a lot of fun to check out our Frapper map. Okay, let's get out your TiVos. Let's get your VHS VCR's ready because it's a big week in television for pageant enthusiasts. Okay, coming up on April 19th, MTV is premiering its brand new show, Tiara Girls. And One of the things you'll see there on Tierra Girls is the 2006 Michigan Galaxy pageant. One of the roommates of Haley Eisenhart, who we will have on next week's pageant cast, was one of the people followed around for Tierra Girls. Now, the first show is set to air Wednesday, April 19th. At 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, of course, check your local listings. Remember to watch the Miss USA pageant coming up April 21st on NBC. And to get us ready for that, we have a former Miss USA contestant on the program today. Next item on the list, we have three-card poker national championship tournament. Now, it'll be on Friday, April 21st, and April 28th on the Game Show Network. Now, you might be wondering, what's the pageant connection with that? You're going to find that out today on the Pageant Cast, because we have Danielle Dembski, former Miss Arizona USA 2004. She's an actress, and now she's a game show host for the three-card poker National Championship Tournament. And I know you'll find her a delightful guest. Now, since I'm talking about our interview today, let me tell you about some of the interviews we have lined up for you, the listener of the Pageant Cast. Coming up, we have Haley Eisenhart, Miss Michigan Teen Galaxy. She's coming up next week. We know you're going to love that particular program. We have coming up Jill Cady, Mrs. Arkansas America 2005. We have Camille Anderson, the former Miss Fort Worth USA model and actress. Also, you can currently see Camille hosting Get Out on HDNet. It's an adventure travel show. I know you're going to love it. We also have interviewed Stephanie Hunt. She's Mrs. Michigan Galaxy 2006, and she has one of the most interesting platforms I have ever heard, and you're just going to have to tune in to learn about that, or you can check our new show notes out on pageantcast.com. Another thing to check out on the pageantcast.com, and I know a lot of you are checking it out, is our news desk. If you go to the website, okay, let me just pop that open for everybody here. Let me look here. If you look over to the right-hand side, that's where our main navigation bar is located. Click on News Desk. That's right. Just click on News Desk, and bang, it'll open up all the latest news in pageantry in one easy place. TKPNPodcast.com. If you'd like to send us email, it's easy to do. Send it to us at pageantcast@yahoo.com. Let's see here. We have something from Virginia Thornton. You've got mail. You might remember she was on our program. She's Mrs. International 2005. She is appearing at the Palm Springs Boys and Girls Club on Tuesday from 10:30 to 12 noon. I believe that's this past Tuesday that just happened. Along with her, she has Mrs. San Diego County doing a character counts presentation and Miss Teen California signing autographs and helping with their spa day. Congratulations to Virginia and all of you that are making appearances. Let us know about them and we'll talk about them here on the Pageant Cast. It's always exciting to get emails here. Okay, enough of my opening chit-chat here. Why don't we get things started with today's big interview. Today, we have Danielle Dembski, Miss Arizona USA 2004, here on the Pageant Cast.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
We'd like to welcome to the Pageant Cast Danielle Dembski, who, among a lot of other things, was Miss Arizona USA 2004 and one of the busiest people I have seen a resume of in quite a while. Hi, Danielle.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, fantastic. Now, where are we calling you today? You seem to get around quite a bit, all these different locations.
I do quite a bit of traveling with my work, but right now I'm in Los Angeles. It's a surprisingly rainy day here, so.
Okay, well, we have snow here in Milwaukee.
Okay.
So.
Yes, the rain isn't quite as bad, but it's, you know, it's not sunny Southern California today.
So. Okay. Now, your home is in Arizona?
Mainly, actually, I am now in L.A. most of the time, but mm-hmm. I do get back to Arizona. I kind of work back and forth between the two, so, but mainly in L.A.
Okay. Well, since this is the Pageant Cast, let's start with your pageant credentials. Now, how did you get started in the USA system?
I was first a part of the Miss Arizona Teen USA pageant when I was, I was 17 at the time. And, God, it was such a fantastic experience. I actually ended up winning the Miss Arizona Teen USA, and I won, I believe, every category with it, the swimsuit, evening gown, and the interview. Yeah. Had a great time, and then went on to Miss Teen USA, mm-hmm. which was 1999.
So, where did you get to go for the Nationals there? Because don't they move that one around?
They do. It was actually the year that I went in 99. It was in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was a really interesting place. You know, we had a lot of the Southern hospitality and the the gumbo. And it was a great place to go, absolutely. But I ended up being a top five finalist for Miss Teen USA that year, which was fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when you became Miss Arizona USA, was that out in California that year for
the
Miss
National?
USA? Yeah.
Yeah, when I went to, I won Miss Arizona USA 2004, mm-hmm. And then went on to the National Pageant Miss USA, which, yes, was in Los Angeles at the Kodak Theater, where they hold the Oscars, which was kind of cool.
It was kind of foreshadowing of where you would be spending a lot of your time.
Yeah, it was. But yeah, it was a fantastic place to have the national pageant, especially with, you know, all the publicity that they have out here. And we appeared on Jimmy Kimmel and the Wayne Brady Show and Jay Leno and just a lot of different publicity venues out here. So it was a really, really great experience for me.
It's a great opportunity.
Absolutely.
What drew you first to the USA system?
Well, you know, I had watched Miss USA several times when I was younger, and I knew the reputation that the pageant had, and also the reputation that Donald Trump had kind of helped give it, where he had really taken it to another place where it was a very glamorous show. I think it had, you know, the highest ratings of any pageant. It had, you know, they just had some really, really wonderful things going on for them at that point. So,
Okay. Yeah,
it was definitely, you know, something that I thought, especially in the entertainment industry, you know, being in that, knowing that I wanted to go into broadcasting and acting and being a part of that world, it was definitely a good place for me to be, a good fit.
Right, to be in front of all those different people, but you were no stranger to being in front of big crowds because you were already a cheerleader at that point, correct?
That's right. Yeah, I actually started cheerleading for the Arizona Cardinals when I was 18 and did it all the way through college for 4 years. So.
And I see you even helped to write a book or two on this?
That's right, I did. I was a contributing author for a book that kind of details a lot of experiences that professional cheerleaders have had. And my segment in the book, it basically chronicled my trip that I had with the USO. I traveled overseas to places like Switzerland and Germany, Bosnia, Kosovo, Sarajevo,
wow.
And I was able to meet our American troops over there and perform for them. And so my part of the book really chronicles that part of my days as a cheerleader.
Wow, that's amazing. Now,
yeah.
Do you feel the cheerleading and the pageants, those were complementary to each other, or were they segmented?
Well, I mean, they were, you know, they're two very different aspects of who
right.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, like you said, being in front of a crowd of, you know, several 8,000 people every Sunday and performing in front of them, really, you know, I was very used to that by the time I got up on stage for Miss Arizona USA and Miss USA. So, yeah, I think it definitely prepares you, helps you to be more comfortable in front of people. So, yeah, I guess they do kind of go hand in hand.
What was it like competing at the national pageant? Did you really get to know the other young ladies competing?
I did, yes. I mean, you're there with these girls for over 2 weeks, so you're with them morning, noon, and night, so you become very, very close with the girls who you're there with. And I actually was lucky enough to room. My roommate was a girl that I became very close to at Miss Teen USA several years before. So we both found out that we had won the Miss titles for our states, and we called each other and tried to set it up so that we could be roommates. And so that was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great.
To meet her again, yeah.
That was fantastic. Now, right. I always ask this question because I'm a roller coaster fanatic. Uh-huh. What's your favorite roller coaster?
My favorite roller coaster?
Now, you're in California,
so there's a lot of good ones out here.
There's about 40 of them within driving distance of where you are right now.
You know what? I love the Matterhorn at Disneyland.
An excellent choice.
It is. I love Disneyland, so, yeah,
it's
that's
great.
One of my favorites.
All right. Now, back to something a little bit more meat and potatoes here. Your website.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, first of all, I have to give you kudos for your website.
Oh,
it's an absolutely wonderful website. Well
thank
set
you.
Up.
Yeah, my publicist did a great job with that.
Oh, it's great. And there's even a demo reel here of all the things that you've done on, well, some of the things that you've done on television.
That's right.
And in your hosting. So I'm going to be asking you a lot about that. Now, one thing that made me sick with envy, you got to speak to James Cameron.
That's right.
What was that like?
Yeah, I actually worked with him on a project. He's recently gotten more into doing documentaries and mm-hmm. kind of exploratory videos, and he actually had an IMAX out recently. So he's really, really gotten into that sort of stuff and away from a lot of the entertainment filmmaking over the last couple years.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked with him on a project called Deep Ocean One, which was they were taking these submersible vehicles down to the Titanic and doing a documentary about the Titanic, which actually aired on the Discovery Channel.
Okay.
So I interviewed him and did the preview for this special and talked a lot about his discoveries at the Titanic, and so it was really, really interesting to hear what he had to say about that and also his film work. And you know, I have a great deal of respect for him in both areas of his work, so it was wonderful to be able to talk to him one-on-one.
Yeah, he always challenges himself.
That's right.
Quite
yeah,
a bit.
He tries to really diversify what he does and not just stick to one area.
We'll be right back with more of our interview with Danielle Dembski in just a moment.
Podcasting has exposed the world to some great new artists like Brother Love.
Good evening, man. There she goes, there she goes, there she goes again, yeah.
Adrina Thor. And of course, Bob Gentry.
He's turning me upside down. Tell me what I've done wrong now.
Pod Music Countdown serves up the top Pod Safe tunes each week.
If you want to hear the cream of the crop in Pod Safe music.
Yeah, because she knows what to do with Michael.
Check out the PMC Top 10.
Counting down the top 10 Pod Safe tunes being spun by podcasters.
At podmusiccountdown.com. And as the Sea Dog says, keep it real.
Remember, too, you can always give us a call at our special telephone number, which I am trying to find right now. Here it is, 206-339-TKPN. That's 206-339-8576. Of course, long-distance charges do apply. Sorry about that. But, well, there is no buts. It does apply. But it's a lot of fun, and long distance isn't... It isn't like the old days where it cost you about $1,000 to make a 3-minute call. It's a lot cheaper these days.
Please visit TKPN at our website, www.tkpnpodcast.com.
Our interview with Daniel Dembski here on the PageantCast now continues.
Now, I have to ask you about this. Found this on your resume. You have a movie coming out called Tranced.
That's right.
Now, what type of movie is that? Is that a horror movie? Or
It's a comedy, but it has some elements of drama in it as well.
Okay.
So it actually comes out in June, and I'm kind of a co-worker to the main character, and I'm kind of the I'm kind of a snotty trying to think of how to portray my character here, but I would say that I'm kind of I'm not the nicest girl in the world in this film.
Okay.
You know, so far away from what I am in real life.
Okay, right. So it's a different type of trance. I keep thinking of a zombie trance. This is more like going to work day in, day out type of trance that you get into?
Sort of, yes.
Okay.
It actually does. It's really interesting. I think the film is going to do really well because it has elements of actual hypnotism and trance scenes in it where the audience will actually get involved.
Okay, but they won't be hypnotized. They won't be leaving the
theater
screaming like a monkey or anything.
There actually will be elements of hypnotism within the film. So nobody's going to leave the theater hypnotized, but there will be elements throughout the film.
That's pretty exciting. Now,
yeah, it is.
You are so busy, and the thing that I found you through is a press release about the Game Show Network.
That's right.
You're going to be, now are you the main host or a co-host?
Yeah, there are two of us.
Okay.
It's called Three Card Poker Championship, and it's going to air on the Game Show Network on Monday, April 17th.
Okay.
It's a two-part special, and the follow-up, I believe, is on that following Monday, the 24th of April. But it's basically, it's a three-card poker championship where we've taken people from the everyday person from all over the United States and brought them together in Vegas at the Rio Hotel for a championship, and the person who wins actually walks away with $1 million in cash.
That's nice.
Not a bad little prize.
That's fantastic. Now, three cards. So I have two deuces and a three. That's a full house, right? And a three-card poker?
Well, you're playing against yourself, mainly, in three-card poker. They're different.
I always lose like that.
It's a fun game, though. It's very fast-paced, and you know it moves along really quickly, so it's interesting to watch.
Wow. So if this is successful, will they be doing more of these as well?
Yeah, well, we'll definitely be doing it once a year, possibly more. But yeah, this was the first one, the special, so everybody will have to tune in to the Game Show Network on April 17th and check it out.
Okay, and it's 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, correct?
That's right.
And
yeah, it's actually myself and the host of Temptation Island. I don't know if you remember.
Mark Wahlberg, isn't
That's it? That's correct.
Oh.
Yeah, myself and Mark. So.
Well, fantastic.
He's a great guy. Really wonderful to work with.
Now, what else are you busy with? Because I know there's a new advertising campaign as well. That's
right, yeah. I just finished up doing an advertising campaign for Sears, and, you know, there's a lot of things going on right now. I have a lot of different films pending at the moment and television shows as well. So you're definitely going to be seeing me a lot of places.
Do you ever feel sleep-deprived?
Do I ever? No, I make sure I get my sleep. But no, absolutely, and I mean, there's always times where, you know, it gets a little bit crazy and you're going, but for the most part, I really, really enjoy what I do, and so, you know, I'm happy to be there, and I'm happy to be doing what I do.
Okay. Now, what do you expect to be, do you expect to continue with the hosting aspect of your career, or go more into the acting?
You know, it's been great because I've been able to do both. And I really enjoy both.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whatever comes up for me right now, and I have kind of projects in both areas pending right now. So, you know, it's great to be able to be involved in as many areas as possible, I think. So, yeah, you know, whatever comes up, if it's the right show or if it's the right film, then that's what I'll be doing at the time.
Well, you will let us know if a big project's on the way, right?
Absolutely. We will. I'll keep you updated. You can always check out my website, which is www.danielle-demski.com, and we always list updates there and things that are going on and appearances that I'm doing.
And we'll put a link to it in our show notes as well for those of you that check out the Pageant Cast website on a regular basis. Danielle, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to do this interview with us.
Absolutely. It was great talking to you.
We wish you continued success, though we really don't need to. You really are going 100 miles per hour.
Well, thank you. I wish you all the success in the world as well.
Thank you.
Well, I have to tell you a little bit about a website that I discovered this week and I thought a lot of you might be interested in. It's called MyHeritage.com, and you can upload a picture of your face, like a headshot, and what it'll do is it has some face recognition software in there, and it'll find similar celebrity photos and match you up. So, okay, I'm put this in here. And it is now trying to recognize my face. And at 60%, I'm Julio Iglesias. Okay. Who else have they got me with? Bam Margera at 55%. I don't think I look particularly like him. Sean Astin. Well, I see that, particularly since he's added the weight, 53%. Shania Twain, oddly, at 52%. Nick Carter, Rene Russo, Rose McGowan. I don't even know some of these folks. Charles Barkley. And I'm not tall. And Heather Locklear. Wow, that's weird. Anyway, that's what MyHeritage does. Give it a try sometime. I think you'll find it a lot of fun. I know I've been having a little fun with it. And you might be entertained with it, you know, if you're easily entertained.
This podcast is proudly listed at the best podcasting directory on the internet, podcastpickle.com. We now return you to your regularly scheduled download, already in progress.
I think we had a great show today, and I hope that you enjoyed it, too. Now, remember, we're on the Podcast Pickle. We're Pickle number 10128. You can listen to us right on the Pickle, or you can subscribe to it easily enough. If you use iTunes, click on our simple link right at pageantcast.com. You'll get each new episode completely free of charge. Hey, if you want to say hi to us, remember we're at pageantcast@yahoo.com. You can also click on one of the simple links right out there at pageantcast.com. We do ask you all, please subscribe to our show. It's the easiest way to get a hold of it. And I am playing around with the idea of actually coming out with the show perhaps at times more frequently than once a week. We'll see how everything goes. If the interviews keep piling in the way they are, I may have to start doing that. So, that's it for today's Pageant Cast. So glad you could join us and join us again next week. And until then, Tierra Dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.